Hey, what's up? I'm back. Hey, you guys, I am here. Update, okay? For those of you guys who, you know, yung mga nasa anchor ko naman talaga, sila yung updated talaga sa buhay ko. I'm pretty sure, diba? Which is a fact of life. Yeah. So, you guys will probably know that, you know, anyway, you guys will probably know that my laptop is broken. I broke my laptop. I dropped it. I was holding it with one hand, which is very unwise. And I was trying to bring the pasalubong of my brothers downstairs from my room to their room sa baba. I had it in one hand and I had my laptop on the other hand. I was holding it by the corner, nakabukas pa, because there was music playing and the music was, you know, too good for me to have to close my laptop pa. So I thought I could do it. It's like one of those things where you feel like, no, I don't need to take two trips to bring all my groceries from the car into the house. But yeah, stroke of bad luck, I guess, and just foolishness. Yeah, so in light of that, in light of my broken MacBook Pro, I will be doing IG Live every night as much as I can. Tomorrow will be a busy night for me, so I will be doing it probably later in the night. And I will try to start anchoring again. So, because my laptop is broken, thus I cannot edit, thus I cannot post any vlogs. So, I will be making content for you guys in all other different ways. Because I am in the mood, let me read for you an excerpt from Rules for a Night by Ethan Hawke. This is a lovely excerpt by, you know, about love, actually. This is my, I try to read like one entry a day on a different character trait, you know, these rules for a night. So, like a K-N-I-G-H-T, like a night. Where is it ba? Parang every, you know, there's humility, there's gratitude, there's pride, there's cooperation, there's friendship, and all of these other great character traits and values. So, love. Love is the end goal. It is the music of our lives. There is no obstacle that enough love cannot move. The magnificent knights and ladies of the world have been great leaders and warriors, but also healers. They fight with love, lead with love, and heal with love. This does not mean they skirt or evade evade confrontation. Sometimes you must fight for your beliefs. Confrontation is always preferable to dishonesty or injustice. A knight is never goaded into battle, but enters the fray with a lucid mind free from fear, anger, or vengeance. In this way, he can be sure that the options of peaceful resolution have been exhausted, as well as better position himself for victory. That's cool. I'm reading this for the first time now. Grab it, oh. The great knights and ladies of the world fight with love, lead with love, and heal with love. I honestly do believe that there is no obstacle in this world that is, you know, cannot be overcome by love. I also want to share a little bit of what I shared on my IG Live a while ago. You guys know that I've been getting more and more open with my faith because, I don't know, I just feel like encouraging all you guys, you know. This is, again, just for political correctness's sake. No imposition. I'm not trying to like convert you guys or whatever, but I just want to share the positivity and, you know, how much God has changed my life. Anyway, it was a lot about provision. I learned today that, grab it, no, when you seek God's kingdom first and his righteousness, then everything else he's gonna give to you. He's gonna give you everything you need, and I do firmly believe that. That's in Matthew 6 verse 33, and it was relevant to me because, you know, I have to pay 40,000 pesos to get my laptop repaired, and no, it's not, you know, this is still more worth it than to buy a new laptop because my laptop has all my files in it and, you know, all my editing presets and all the things that I bought, the apps are in it, and as well as the laptop costs maybe a little, yeah, more than double that amount. So, you know, it's really more worth it to, rather than to buy a new laptop that's a weaker laptop and can't edit as powerfully as this maxed out laptop that I bought now. Yeah, anyway, I learned a lot about provision. God will provide. The word provision actually means to foresee. I think I explained this before. And God sees before. He foresees everything that you're going to go through. And He makes sure that what you're going through, you will have enough for it. And I believe that He foresaw that I was going to drop my laptop out of sheer foolishness. And He's going to provide for it. So, just an encouragement to you guys, a little pick-me-up. If you guys are praying for provision, seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, which means look for God and His purposes in the things that you do. Is this going to please God? Is this me living a righteous life for Him? Is it me standing up for the right thing? Or is it me falling into temptation? Right? When you live that life of righteousness and where you always look for God in everything, He will give you everything you need. Plus, sabi din sa Bible, diba? Ask and you will receive. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be open to you. Sometimes, we're not getting what we want because we're just not asking for it. We're not praying for it. Sometimes, it's as simple as just coming up, you know, manning up and telling God, God, I'm actually asking for this. I'm hoping for this. I'm praying for this. Diba? Will you give this to me? And there are many cases where, diba, there are things that I wanted. I wanted it, and then I didn't ask my dad, so I didn't get it. Diba, parang, I think there was this one time when I wanted Dippin' Dots as a kid. You guys know Dippin' Dots, no? That ice cream thing, that colorful rainbow ice cream shaped like dots. I really wanted it, pero nahiya ako. I was shy, you know, to ask my dad. For Dippin' Dots, we were passing by it, and by the time we went to the car, we left. We were going out of the parking lot. I said, "Sayang, I really wanted Dippin' Dots." Dad said, "Huh? You wanted Dippin' Dots, but you could have just asked. You know, it's as simple as that." And I'm like, "Oh, really? Yeah. If there's no harm in asking, but if I say no, if God says no, then it's a no. But at least you ask rather than not asking at all." Tapos, diba? There, quick pick me up for the day. I will see you guys tomorrow. I hope. It's been a blast. This week is one where I'm really finding my faith again to pray for stuff, to pray for provision. Galing ni God.
Hi, Kainate. Is there any special meaning of the ring that you wear? Or is it just because it matches your outfit? Thanks.
Hey, PJ. Yeah, I've been wanting to explain this. I should show you guys a picture. But imagine a pentagon or like a baseball base, right? With the sharp end, the tip facing up. So it looks like the illustration of a house. And then an X inside it. So I hope I explained that well enough. Basically, it's a house with an X inside it. That's really what it is. And the meaning of that is not home. That this world that we're in really doesn't belong to us. And it's not our home. We're not here forever. We're sojourners. We're travelers here. There is an eternity that is to come where, you know, God's going to restore every broken thing in this creation. He's going to make a new heavens and a new earth. And that's going to be our permanent home forever and ever. And it's going to be great. So it helps me just realign my perspective in life that, you know, things like laptops, right? Things that like videos of me, they're all going to fade. You know, my popularity, whatever. Those are all going to go away. But, you know, God and the joy that we have in Him, that's never going to go away. And that's what we should be holding on to forever and ever.